Hey, let you all know this meeting is now in session. Today's date is Thursday, May 11th, 2023. It's the Mexico State Racing Commission. And we're now in session, and let's do roll call.
David Hossi Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Branch.
Here.
Bob Petrie.
Here.
Mr. Petrie, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
That's right. You can read it right there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic of which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One day.
Move on. Let's say approval of the minutes. No, approval of the agenda. Motion to approve.
So with Mr. Smith.
Second.
Buffington.
Got a motion and second. Any questions on it? Any discussion? Nothing. Okay. Let's see. Did you do my?
Oh,
no. Did you have anything to say about it? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's go on to approve the minutes. Okay. Motion to approve.
We'll move to Mr. Smith.
Second, Buffington. We've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, let's go on. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Oh, no one against me. I heard a bunch of ayes there. Okay, we'll go on to commission reports. Agency director report. So, busy.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Hold on a second. Let's go back to the commission report. I'd like to introduce our latest commissioner, Bob Petrie. He was just appointed by the governor to the commission here, and I just want to introduce him to you all here. These are some of our track members here. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome. Okay, now we're going to the agency.
Ready to roll. Yes, once again, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, David Tretto, executive director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. On behalf of staff and myself, we welcome Mr. Robert Petrie to the New Mexico Racing Commission. Welcome to the family, Mr. Petrie. I hope you all enjoy this industry from this end as a regulator. Versus the patrons, all different perspectives.
Yeah.
But we're here to guide you.
Thank you.
Hasn't been long since we've been together. We had a short turnaround on commission meetings between last month and this month, but the agency's been very, very busy in trying to solicit the new personnel. Our official veterinarian, Dr. Richard Mobley, recently announced his retirement, and so we've had to scramble to try to find another regulatory veterinarian. We have some very good leads. I believe that Arizona's misfortunes of not racing this summer is going to be beneficial to New Mexico, in which we can recruit some of their staff from the Arizona Department of Gaming to come work over here. So we have some very good leads. We're fairly confident that we will have a vet in place by opening day of the hills or downs. We've had discussions with different people. We think that's going in the right direction. We had the misfortune of two stewards backing out of the Redoso meet recently, so we scrambled there as well. And once again, Arizona stewards come to the rescue, so we'll be putting two of those gentlemen in place here in New Mexico, pending approval from the governor's office, the full boards in the process. But most importantly, you want to take a brief moment to introduce our newest state investigator, Mr. Arthur Pierre. He's in the back over there. He comes to us with a significant industry experience. He's similar to a lot of our staff members, grew up at the racetrack, groom, as an assistant trainer, foreman. I worked at a breeding farm. We were an assistant starter on the starting gates. I don't know if you were you a jockey valet as well?
Worked in the jockey.
He worked in the jockey. He even drove tractors for track maintenance. But most recently, he's worked out of the barns like a lot of us have and gone into managerial positions, supervisor at major casinos in the Midwest. And most recently, worked for a jurisdiction in the Midwest with the state investigator as well. So we certainly welcome Mr. Arthur Pierre to the team. I think he brings a lot of experience and class to our organization. So so far, his first week here, he's got a full dose of green chili. I think we ate every we ate every day last week. Mexican food, so I don't know if it's a style, but nonetheless, that's what we had to
have. Someone for the hungry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we gave him a full dose of New Mexico food last week. And you know, he might have put on a pound or two, but sorry. But nonetheless, we do welcome him. We look forward to him being part of the team here. Also, ISA HIWU, the anti-doping program for the federal government, has been postponed until March or May 22nd. Staff and the Redosa Down staff is going to be going through some training with that organization down at Redosa. I believe that's on May 19th. And we'll have our hopefully our new veterinarians, whoever that may be, participate in that. So everyone can get certified because that's a requirement by HIWU to work in the test park and do the testing program. So looking forward to that. We'll be going down to Redoso, I think that same day, for the inspection of Redoso Downs facility. As you all well know, that they're undergoing some construction projects there that hopefully will enhance the experience there at Redoso Downs, a live concert series like no other, being played out this summer there as well. Sounds like they have pretty decent lineups. Also, CFO Amber Trujillo, Mr. Pierre, and myself went to the Department of Corrections a few weeks ago to see the progress on the horse facility up there in Santa Fe. They've made a lot of progress in cleaning the facility up and they're ready for the program that we want to be part of, which would send retired race horses to that facility and it would help the prisoners get horsemanship skills, learn how to blacksmith and learn how to exercise horses, learn how to groom horses. And I know our industry's short on employees, and that's a nationwide problem. A lot of people want to work at our racetracks anymore, so we would have a ready-made employee to come into our industry, rehabilitated, of course, and do well for themselves and hopefully the industry. So we're really excited about that program as it progresses slowly. One thing, some new technology that's come about, and I'll have Ms. Lisa Johnson come up and do a demonstration, is something to do with safety protocols. And we think this would be a good thing to incorporate here in the state of New Mexico at all our racetracks with all jockeys. But I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Lisa Johnson, who has some cutting edge technology that she's going to go to you guys.
Good morning.
Lisa.
So I went to Kentucky 2 weeks ago for the Land Rover Rolex event, some hunter jumper cross country type stuff. And they have booths. And so, of course, you know, shopping is involved. there was one booth that was, it's landscape, and I just picked up the flyer. It's reducing riders' risks. And it basically shows you how to, for a rider to fall, if a horse is going down, it teaches them how to roll and to go with the flow of what's happening at the time that you're flying off the horse, basically. So they come out and they do a tutorial for people. I'm not sure what the cost of it is. I guess it depends on how many people you have. But I thought for insurance purposes, maybe for the track, this might be a good thing.
Have you talked to the jockeys guild about this?
No.
That's cool.
Not yet. And then another booth, there was this company called Tazuda, and they do a concussion. It's a little device that goes on the back of a of a helmet. So it would stick on her, and it does fit flush. The metal part doesn't go on here, but it fits like this, and then there's a cover, black cover that can cover this. And then, of course, you would put the cover over it.
The silk.
So when it's basically the phrase is, if you fall off the horse, it's supposed to indicate if you have a possibility of having a concussion. So if it turns red, the saying is, if it turns red, check your head. So it's known for all different football, baseball, hockey, and they've had it for everybody. So cross country, anybody that wears a helmet. So.
What turns red on? A light? Light?
No. The whole thing turns red. Stay like this.
Yeah.
So if the impact is so hard that changes the color, it's supposed to be a warning system that maybe you might want to have an evaluation done on the person in case the head has sustained a concussion.
Is there a battery in it?
I don't really know if it's a battery or if it's just like a, if it hits and then, kind of like a die pack.
So once it goes off, it's probably no good even.
Right. And I paid $65 for it, but they said if you buy it in bulk, it's not enough. But I thought it was maybe.
Are there any jurisdiction using it now that you know of?
Well, I know that California and Florida is looking at it. Just because the person was with me when I bought it. But here's the box you guys can look at.
They use them in like high school football or?
High school football, any type of sport that has a helmet. So, of course, that's from an accident.
I know this is kind of a question from the ceiling, but who do we suggest to pay for this? The jockeys or?
The Jockey Guild. I know, this is just information right now. I haven't really pursued it much further, but I thought it was something that I saw that I thought would be a good thing.
I would say it'd be part of their equipment.
Yeah, sure. But I think ideally, that's mandated in the Jockey.
I just thought for insurance purposes, it might help.
Justin's always a clown.
He's testing it.
You're going to have to reimburse
$65. You just have to do it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I would think it'd be worth
it. Yeah, it was the
it's certainly
all our
out thing,
right?
Yeah. Well, I haven't really had a chance to really.
Yeah, no, I think that type of technology is very interesting. I think you ought to look and see if there's any jurisdictions using it or not, and see where it's at in this industry.
I think it's fairly new.
Report back to us. I mean, it's
good. Yeah. So I know that the Hunter Jumper organizations use it.
Well, even them,
Yes.
I'll see how that works.
So, it could even be required on assistant starters if they're in that big metal contraption and they wear helmets, they could use it as well. And cool. Even pulling people, anyone that's
on a board. Anyone with a helmet. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll just leave it.
We could be on the leading edge.
Can I use
it? Slow down. Turns red and check your head.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay,
did everybody, even if it turns red or doesn't turn red, does everybody go through it? Because it just says, hey, you really ought to do a concussion protocol.
anyway.
Yes.
Even if something doesn't turn red.
Right.
So would it change anything if you had it and it turned red, or if they just fall off the horse you move anyway?
Well, it's basically supposed to be an indicator if you hit so hard that you should have a concussion.
Right.
That's the only way it's going to turn red.
Right. So they'll do the protocol anyway, right? They'll go and do
right.
that.
Right. They'll be a protocol. Yeah. So this will just help with that.
Yeah.
And everybody, I'm okay.
No doubt. That's always the answer.
Okay. Move on to New Mexico Horse Breeders.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mary Barber, New Mexico Horse Breeders.
Morning, Mary.
Good morning. Okay. Have my race a day report for Sunray Park. Sunray Park has run 38 New Mexico bred races in their first 12 days of racing through April 30th. In that time, they ran 15 thoroughbred overnights, 17 quarter horse overnights. They had 3 thoroughbred and 3 quarter horse stakes. The New Mexico Horse Breeders has contributed $488,500 to those races, and that is $81,500 more than in 2022. They are averaging 3.17 New Mexico bred races per day, and there have been 18 thoroughbred and 20 quarter horse New Mexico bred races. They're plus 2 for the 3 a day. For the average field size for thoroughbreds for New Mexico bred overnight restricted races, the average field size is 8 horses per race. For quarter horses, it's 9.24 horses per race, for a combined average field size of 8.66. So the New Mexico breds, as usual, are filling races. On to the breeds and open overnight report. In the first 6 days at Sunray Park, 111 New Mexico bred horses ran in open overnight races, and 42 of those came in first, second, or third, and that is 38%. There were 21 thoroughbreds and 21 quarter horses, and the total contribution to those purses was $47,887. And of course, a lot has happened since I sent in these reports, so I'll have an update for you at your next meeting. And that's all I've got for you today.
Thank you, Mary. Any questions, Mary? Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to Mr. Buffington, could you take us into closed session?
I will make a motion.
Session.
I will make a motion to move to enter into executive session. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and the deliberation in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting's agenda in accordance with NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1, H13 and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
Okay, that we need a roll call vote.
Second.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Robert Petrie?
Yes. We're now in closed session.
You want to take, bring this back? All right, okay. Honorable commissioners, we are back in open session, and I affirm basically that in executive closed session, the only matters discussed were the items listed in the agenda. They were updates, and no action items or decisions occurred during the closed executive session.
Chairman Sanchez,
yes, sir.
If I may, members of the commission, I would like to swear in Mr. Bob Petrie as a commissioner. If you could raise your right hand, sir, and swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the... Hold on. That you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of this state, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of this office to the best of your ability?
I answer the affirmative, yes.
Thank you. You are duly sworn, Commissioner Petre. Let the record reflect as such. Thank you.
Okay, now we'll move on here. Okay, we'll move on to unfinished new business and or action items. Request for approval 2023 Wiggleton Down Stewards.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, respectfully requesting approval of the state stewards and substitute stewards as submitted for the 2023 Redoso Downs race meet. If I may ask for one contingency, is that we get approval for Mr. Hart, or their approval is pending with the governor's office. So if you can approve pending approval of the governor's office, that'd be great.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the stewards. So move, Commissioner Schmidt. Second, Buffington. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor? Aye. Okay, let's move on to request for approval of second half of 2022 regular commission meetings.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, staff respectfully submits the following dates for the remainder of the calendar year for NMRC meetings. That'd be Thursday, July 20th, 2023, Thursday, August 17th, 2023, Thursday, September 21st, 2023, Thursday, October 19th, 2023, Thursday, November 16th, 2023. The submittal has all these meetings being hosted here in Albuquerque, but we are open for any input as far as traveling. We can certainly entertain that.
It's open.
Thursday, August 17th in Ruidoso.
All right. Perfect. Need a motion to approve these dates. Second, Buffington. A motion to second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. All opposed? Aye. Thursday.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to approval of summary.
Mr. Chairman, board member Steve Fedunek.
I want to tell you, you did a good job with your homework we gave you.
I appreciate
very, very,
that.
We're very, very impressed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for saying that in front of my boss.
there'll be
a little extra something in your pay packet. Steve Fedunek for Sunray Park, Director of Racing. I guess start with the ratification of approval to amend our 2023 post times and wagering format. That was after discussion with the commission. We needed to change our post times to extend for some extra tractor time. So we did that. Also, at the same time, we did away with our daily doubles pending global totes examination.
Hold on a second. Do you get this one at time, or should we do them?
The first item should stand on its own, Mr. Chairman, post times and wagering format, and then the rest of them, a couple of them tie in together. That would be three and four would tie in together. Two should be standalone, stake schedule, gaming, and breakage. We did shorten it by combining post times wagering format on item one, and then stake schedule and gaming and breakage on item two. They're all individual deals, but if legal counsel advises, we could take care of all of it in one fell swoop. Helps speed up the process.
Yeah, there's no restriction. If you wish to vote on several action items at once, as long as it's clear that that's what you're doing, it's fine.
Okay, we'll vote on one and two separate, and then three, four, and five together.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's go one again.
This would be where we change the post times so that we could have a little extra tractor time. And also, we also did away with the daily double wagers, pending examination of the rule application by Global Tote.
Okay, I need a motion to ratify this. So moved,
Commissioner Schmidt.
Second, Buffington. Motion second. All favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All favor.
Number two, Sunray Park respectfully requests ratification of approval to amend our 2023 stake schedule and gaming and breakage. In this case, we had a lot of entries for the Jack Cole Stakes and also the Jimmy Drake Stakes. And we requested that we do two divisions for each one of those stakes races, and we did. and it went really good.
Second, Buffington. Motion second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now
we'll do 3.5. Okay. Request ratification of approval to amend our 2023 post times. This was for Kentucky Derby. We took a break to allow the Derby to run, and that pushed us a little later than normal. Ratification of approval to run 11 races on May the 5th. That was for our trials, the Four Corners and New Mexico Breeders. And then for five, request ratification of approval to amend our 2023 racing officials. We lost our Tess Barn assistant, and we've replaced her with Lana Mobley and Angela Johnson.
Second, Buffington. Motion second. All
favor? All opposed? Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Chairman, Commissioners, Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque. Before we get started, I'd like to welcome aboard Commissioner Petrie. I think it's a great appointment, and I think he'll do a great job. So welcome aboard there. Chairman, Commissioners, Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque. Question approval of our 2023 condition book and condition book officials as submitted.
Okay, again, these are individuals.
I mean, they tie in together. I mean, enough legal counsel.
Let's do an individual to make sure it's okay. I need a motion.
Chairman, Commissioners, requesting approval of our 2023 stake schedule. There is some changes to the schedule from last year. We raised the majority of the open stakes, 10,000, and we did raise the Fall Court Horse Championship, 50,000 to 350,000 guaranteed. So we did increase the open stakes slightly.
What date does that go?
Pardon?
What date does that go?
The Fall Championship. Sunday, October 15th. Chairman, Commissioners, requesting approval for 2023 purse structure, and the overnight purse structure is identical as last year's purse structure. Item four, requesting approval of our 2023 post times and wagering format.
Motion to approve. So moved, Commissioner Smith. Second.
Second, Buffington.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Five, Damon Biggage.
Yes, Chairman, Commissioners, requesting approval of our 2023 gaming and breakage, and this is the added money from the horse breeders for our overnight races and our stakes races.
So move, Commissioner Smith. Any second on that? Second, Buffington. Got a motion, a second, all in favor?
And one thing, Chairman, we have locked up the AQHA challenge, be held at the Downs at Albuquerque 2024, 25, and 26. So we're going to host that 3 years in a row, beginning in 24. So,
and what day is that date kind of open?
That'll, no, that's the same. It's the last Saturday in October every year. Okay. So we're.
So next year, following year, you'd have to change the championships, or not right on top of you.
Correct. Well, no. Well, it's two weeks away, but yeah, we'll have to maybe move that a week.
Well, you don't have to. I mean,
yeah, we'll look at it. But
so this year it's when? October?
This year it's in Lone Star.
Okay, so
but 24, gotcha. 25, and 26.
So,
yeah, so okay, we're excited about that. We went to Indiana. What's that?
Will they be the same horses running and both races or not? A lot of
them. Well, some of them do, yeah. But now that it's here in New Mexico, I think that they're going to get some more participation in the challenge. Than, you know, not nothing against Indiana, but long way to travel for a lot of horses from California. So
those days are set. There's no moving those dates.
No, the AQHA, yeah, they have. Time they have their last qualifier, I believe their last qualifier is the end of September.
Okay.
So, no, their dates are set, and it's usually the last Saturday in October.
Well, but
yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for New Mexico. It draws a lot of good animals. So that's all we got. Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Good morning, Mr. Ball. How are you doing?
Very busy around here.
Well, good. You need to stay busy because you get told you're not busy.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Ritos Downs request approval to amend our 2023 stake schedule. This amendment is to run all covered thoroughbreds of blacktop status races, Lasix free.
All right. Need a motion to approve it?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second. Second, Buffington. Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, thank you, Commissioners. Commissioner Petrie, I'd like to welcome you. As a new commissioner, look forward to working with you. Hope I can get you to come to Rio. So
I'll do that. We'll be there in August.
All of you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Okay, move on to F.
Recording stopped.
Oh, stop. Sorry.
Well, there's no action.
But they're recorded.
This on record. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we'll move on to F, which there will be no action on Juan Carlos Rivero. Then move on to G, Miguel Guzman, there will be no action on it also.
Mr. Chairman, if you could ask if there, you should entertain if there is a motion, if there is no motion.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to F. I'm entertaining if there's a motion for Juan Carlos Cordero. No motion.
Okay, seeing none?
None at all. So we're in good shape there. Okay, let's go to G. I'll entertain a motion for Miguel Guzman. No motion. So move on from there. We're done. Okay.
And Chairman Sanchez, just before we adjourn, I just want to acknowledge that Denise's daughter is graduating from high school next week, and so I want to congratulate Macy and Denise. Thank you.
A motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Commissioner Smith.
Second. Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn.
That's good. Good.
Good to see you.
Because